Tonight's shir, Simitaf Reish Sadi Aleph, Se'if Vav through Yud Aleph, Se'if Vav, in Hitil Ba Shlosha Chute Gidim Keshera. The parchment of the Megillus Esther is pieces that have to be sewn together. So if you put three threads of gid, sinew, to tie it together, it's kosher. Obavad Shiyu Meshuloshos. But they have to be Meshuloshos. So the question is, what does that mean? Because there are various opinions in how to do that, one should fulfill all the opinions. There should be three stitches at the top, three at the bottom, and three in the middle. And there should be another point where it's sewn together, at least one stitch, at the quarter mark from the top and a quarter from the bottom. So that would be in five different spots. The im ein lo gidin yoseh, the Ramah says, we don't have any more. Mutav lift for hanisha b'chutei ha'pishna milanicha below tefir. It's better to use flax or linen to sew the rest rather than leave it without sewn at all, even though the previous halacha said you cannot sew it with pishtun. But if you have enough gidin to do some of them, then the balance you'll do with pishtun. If you do have gidin, the whole thing is done with the sinew, and you sew from the outside, not from the inside. It means when you hold the Megillah, you don't see the stitch, it's actually folded behind on the back of the Megillah. Mishnah Berura, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. Birosha shall call Yiriyah of Yiriyah. We sew it at the top of each section of parchment. Vaimechay Adam Shakasa Chayadam writes them Tefura Kula Begidin and Serchal Dakta Kamatfiris. If it's sewn exclusively with Gidin, we're not particular about how many stitches in and out you use. Sif Katan Chaf Beis Bechelek Revi'i. And you do it at the quarter marks. You basically divide the panel of parchment into four, and you want to sew it at the quarter. So essentially, the question is like this. When it says Mushaloshim, doesn't mean the top, the bottom, and the middle. Doesn't mean a quarter down, halfway down, three quarters down. And doesn't mean three stitches. So this is how you get all the sheets together, by doing the three stitches, top, middle, and bottom, and then doing in the quarters also. Siv Zayin. Tzarech l'haniach shi'ur b'rosh ha'yiriyah u'b'sofa k'shetofram yachad u'mashu sagi. You have to leave a little space from the edge of the parchment before you start to sew it, but even a little bit is enough, because if you go to the edge, you're going to rip the parchment. So you have to go down a little bit into the parchment before you start to sew. Siv Ches, in Karim B'tziba Megillah Haksuva Ben Haksuvim, we don't use a Megillah to read in Shul if the Megillah is part of a scroll of all the Megillahs. Vim Karo Lo Yatsa, and if you did, you're not Yatsa. Elam Kin Hoysa Yaseo Asha HaYirios Ochaseo, Kadesh Yele Hekra, unless the Megillah's Esther portion is either taller than the rest or shorter, so that's clearly distinct from the rest of the parchment, the rest of the cloth.
That's just a substantial space before and after it, just
not enough
to set it off.
Not enough. If you want to lay with such a Megillah for yourself, you can. Even if it's not smaller or larger than the rest, we're talking about it's parchment, it's rolled up like a Sefer Torah, just they did several Ksuvim together. And then we've seen these klafim of the Megillus minus Megillus Esther. But if it had Megillus Esther as well, so it would have to stand out from the others. Mr. Bruce of Kanachov Gimel, Bain Haksuv, Mahatam, the reason is, Laha Pesumenisa, it's not considered Pesumenisa if it looks like the rest. Demixika Karabimikra, it looks like you're reading Ksuvim. Mishum Hachi, Biyachid Kasha, but if you're an individual, for yourself, it's okay. Debalavakadaki Pesumen, because there's no Pesumenisa when you're by yourself. Vakol Biasar Mikrit Siba, as soon as you have a minion, that's a Siba where you have to have a Megillah by itself, or it should be distinct. Sivkan Chavdal Yisera, it should either be taller or shorter. Hanashay Saruka Mishar HaKlafen Lamala Olamata, that the parchment of the section of Megillus Esther is longer than the others. It could be longer above, longer below. O chasero, or less, vaydezeh, yesh lo hekel la'as, and that makes it very distinct and noticeable. Se'if tes. Megillah shehin l'kuda, if you have Megillah's Esther, and it has the vowelization, v'chein v'kaseh b'b'daf ha'rishon, brachos u'piyutim, well, if you put in the first empty section of the Megillah, you put in the brachos and piyutim, ein and if selis b'kach, it would not make the Megillah posel. Someone doesn't know how to read the Megillah with the proper trop by heart. You can even put the trop in the Megillah. Make a bracha on such a Megillah. The trop is not worse than the nikud, is in the vowelization. Now, if you don't have the ta'amim in the Megillah, and you don't know the ta'amim, you can read it without the ta'amim. It's not l'chadchila, but you could lay in without the trop as well. L'chadchila, we do not put the brachos in the Megillah. That's not l'chadchila. We don't put anything in the Megillah. Not the nekudas and not the trop. If you did, it would be kosher, but it's not l'chadchila.
He has a note on the side regarding drawings. Illustrated. Some are pretty fancy, so right. It's a good Megillah.
So we do the crowns. He brings the poskim who don't like it, then he brings the other ones who say that it's okay.
With the ornate and scenes and the city and the people and the
well, that's probably a little carried away. Some will put a crown by the Melech Megillah, they'll put crowns in it. So if Yud, Im ein Megillah Kesheira, if there is no Kosher Megillah, we would read Megillah Sester from a Chumash without a bracha. We're talking about a scroll. Like we wrote in Kuf Mem Gimel. With a scroll that has everything there. You shouldn't forget. If you have nothing but a chumash, like our chumash and printed, bound, you should still use it. You shouldn't forget there was a mitzvah Megillah, but of course you're not going to make a bracha. If you're Aleph, in Karb Megillah Gezula Yatza, if you're laying with a stolen Megillah, you're Yatza. The Ramah says, as far as the bracha is concerned, I only ask some tough from test. Linyan Lulav Apostle by Lulav, who I didn't count, the same is true here. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavches, Yotze Den Gezel B'Kol. If you steal a Megillah, you'll still be Yotze because there's no Gezel on the Kriya. Sivkan Chavches, Linyan Lulav Apostle, as far as the Bracha, look at the halachas of Lulav Tzerchalom, the Inyan Lulav HaGozel. It's not a question of Lulav Apostle, it's a question of Lulav HaGozel. As far as stealing a Lulav, we talk about the Brachas there. Sivkan Lulav, who I didn't count, the same is true here. If Pimagodim says you're not going to make a bracha on your Megillah that's gazel, even if there's some shinui ma'isa, it wouldn't make a difference. It's a ni'utz, it's not nice, and you're not going to make a bracha on such a Megillah.
How about a borrowed Megillah?
A borrow, you can borrow. With a shos?
It's right there on the shulchan, you borrow it.
Are you allowed to, should be shos shlomidas? That a borrow some Megillah without asking? Typically, we say shosh l'das the gazlan. Sometimes make exceptions. The halacha is brought down that svarim you're not supposed to borrow without rishus, and I'm assuming it's referring to a cloth. You know, you couldn't borrow without permission. They're very expensive. Modern printed svarim maybe you can, but I would assume you cannot take it without rishus. That's the halacha brought down that you don't borrow people's svarim without rishus.